This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, good morning. I'm Shaoning with Philip C and this is The Morning Run. It has just gone past 7:05 in the morning. It's Thursday, the 4th of February, and in about 15 minutes, we'll be speaking to Dato' David Gura Pardham, legal advisor and spokesperson of the Industries Unite on the outlook for businesses during this extended MCO. But before that, markets, what's happening there, Philip?
Yeah, yesterday was really dark green, but today is a lighter green with shades of black and red. Yeah, so Dow was up 0.1%. Nasdaq was unchanged. S&P 500 up 0.2%. As we move over to Asia, Nikkei was up 1%, but Shanghai was down 0.5%. Hong Kong up 0.2%. Singapore up 0.4%. And back home, KL up 0.2%.
Well, I'm not surprised. Usually after a stellar day, you know, there's a bit of a pullback. But, you know,
relatively resilient.
Yes. So to find out where global markets are heading, we have on the line with us Tony Nash, CEO of Complete Intelligence. Good morning, Tony. Now, I think let's have this little bit of discussion. You know, will the tussle between the populist investors and institutional shorters lead to any real structural change in the way Wall Street behaves? Do you think this is going to be a common phenomenon?
You know, I do. I don't think we'll see much change politically because the funds themselves are very large donors for politicians. So there really isn't an incentive for politicians and regulators to change things. But the populism that we've seen in U.S. politics over the last, say, 4 to 6 years or even 10 years, it's growing into financial markets, and people are really angry with Wall Street. They're really angry with bailouts for funds and for banks. And so I think this type of populist activism and distributed investment, I think that's going to continue, and I think it'll get more aggressive if the government doesn't respond, if the funds respond aggressively and arrogantly. I actually think this could turn into an aggressive political movement. So I think the funds and the regulators have to be really careful here.
You really hit a nail on the head, because if you see the backlash, you see the right wing with Ted Cruz and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the left, both asking for investigations and reviews to this. Do you think the US government and the politics of both sides will be able to reconcile and find a solution to kind of regulate and monitor this?
I think, to be honest, they may have an investigation in air quotes. I think nothing will happen. Again, these funds have deep pockets. They invest a lot of money either directly or indirectly through shadow organizations and corrupt means. So zero will happen on this.
Wow.
Okay. Unless there is dramatic. You guys have heard of Antifa in Malaysia, right?
Yes.
If Wall Street Beats turned into an Antifa-like organization, then, and had violent protests, then maybe we would see some results. But there is absolutely no way, short of violence in the streets, that the U.S. government, I mean, you will have Ted Cruz, you will have AOC talk about this, but the U.S. government will not respond to this, because it's in their interest to defend these funds.
Tony, I'm gobsmacked. In just last month, we had an insurrection, an impeachment, and an inauguration in a space of 2 weeks. Isn't that like a big paradigm shift in the politics? Don't you see any changes there?
Here's what I learned today, and I'll get to your point in just a second, but there is a 97% correlation between the sale of guns and the price of Bitcoin in the U.S., okay? What does that tell us? It tells us there is an absolute lack of trust in institutions. People can't trust law enforcement. They can't trust politics. They can't trust the central bank. Americans feel like they just can't trust institutions. So they're investing in Bitcoin and they're buying guns. So there is a real, you know, on the ground here, there is a real frustration among Americans. They just absolutely don't trust the government.
That's an interesting point, Tony. But on the flip side, if I look at Biden's administration, right, let's talk about his stimulus plans, because I think, you know, originally the target was a $1.9 trillion US dollar plan. But I think that's probably likely to be scaled down, especially with the vaccination rollout. So what is your gut feel in terms of what the figure will be?
Well, I think the administration, unfortunately, has lost a lot of credibility because they lost something like 2 million or 20 million vaccines over the past week. So, you know, they've come in saying that they had a better plan, and then they've actually lost 20 million vaccines. So this is supposed to be a COVID relief bill with more money for vaccines and more money to address COVID, but they can't manage the resources they have today. So I think people are really frustrated with that. Plus this stupid $600 they've been promising for 6 months, you know, like nobody even wants it now. People are so frustrated over this whole thing. So will it be scaled back? Probably. You have Republicans in the Senate, especially, who are being really stupid politically by pushing back on this. And you have Democrats who are pushing for stupid spending programs. So again, there is frustration. This is not, you know, just in, say, Texas, where I am. This is across the country. Americans are so upset with government and so frustrated that they just want something passed, and they want the least damage possible. They know it's going to be a dumb bill. They know there's going to be pork, and they know there's going to be corruption, but they want the least damage possible done with this.
But if I look at markets, it doesn't seem like, you know, that there's any negativity or disappointment, right? Yeah, because we're looking at, you know, the index, all, like, especially NASDAQ, close to all-time high. So are you saying that markets aren't reflecting this, or, you know, there's just too much optimism in terms of forward earnings?
No, the markets are reflecting a bet on the central bank. That's what the markets are betting on. They're betting on more stimulus. That's what they're betting on. So they're not betting on earnings. They're not betting on corporate health. They're betting on stimulus. They're betting on the stimulus coming from the bill passing through consumers and passing through businesses. And they're betting on the bailouts for different industries. Okay. So that's what people are betting on. They're betting on a weaker dollar. They're betting on a lot of things. We suspect that the stimulus won't be as strong as many had hoped. And we suspect that the central bank won't be as accommodating as many hope, and that there will be a pullback. We think there's going to be something this quarter in terms of a pullback. But again, nobody is betting on companies or sectors. People are betting on the central bank. That's what they're betting on.
All right. Thank you for your time. That was Tony Nash of Complete Intelligence giving us his views on where global markets are heading, and in particular on the US government. Some interesting points there, right, Philip?
I'm kind of lost
for words.
My loss of words for that. He really is pushing for this decay and implosion of the once vaunted American institution.
Yeah, he's saying that there's a lot of dissatisfaction with regards to the rollout of the stimulus plan, that it is very, very delayed. And, you know, people are just like, you know, hurry up, just sign the bill, hand out those $600 checks. The longer you wait, after a while, people just don't seem to care about it. But when I look at the markets, I'm somewhat still conflicted because I'm not in total agreement with him. I think markets are pricing in vaccine optimism. And on the back of that, there will be some corporate earnings, especially when you come to the tech companies. So is the whole of America unhappy? Well, we do know from the way they vote, it's a very divided nation. But up next, we'll be discussing how industries are going to react to the MCO extension and what kind of help they need. Stay tuned for that, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.